And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church of England has announced that the Reverend David Jackson, pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boreham Wood, has accepted a call to be chaplain to the Royal Canadian Navy. Based in Nova Scotia, he will take up his new role in September, with his last service at St. Paul's on the 25th of August. Pastor Jackson was ordained at Concordia Lutheran Theological Seminary, St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, on the 19th of August 2007, and was installed as the pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boreham Wood in Hertfordshire on the 1st of September 2007. Pastor Jackson served in the Canadian Forces as a naval officer for almost 3 years before enrolling in the seminary. Lutheran Radio UK wishes Pastor Jackson every blessing and success in his new calling. A report from this week's Sunderland Echo has run a story with the headline, "A church has welcomed its first full-time pastor in more than 6 years." Reverend Steve Edge has taken up his position at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church in Queen Alexander Road, Sunderland, after he received new financial support. His predecessor, the Reverend Joe Heumann, left in 2006 to take up a lecturing position at a training college. Reverend Edge, who was previously based at RAF Laken Heath and Mildon Hall in Suffolk, said he was looking forward to his work in Sunderland, pledging to help the city's homeless while carrying out his other church duties. "When I arrived here, my first priority was to raise public awareness of St. Timothy's in the community and in the wider city," said the 51-year-old. "We became involved in the Winter Night Shelter Project, hosting the homeless in the church for one night a week and providing a cooked evening meal and breakfast. My wife and I had already fallen in love with Sunderland and with a small but enthusiastic congregation that was desperately trying to keep their church open. The church was founded in the early 50s, with the current building in Queen Alexander Road consecrated in 1966. Until 2010, the congregation was served by two pastors who were completing postgraduate studies while providing Sunday services and limited support. However, later that year, the Reverend Edge was asked to become vacancy pastor while based at his former home in Suffolk before relocating to Sunderland late last year. As vacancy pastor while still living in Suffolk and having a call to a congregation there, I took responsibility for the pastoral care for the congregation at St. Timothy's, coming up here as often as I could and arranging for other clergy, retirees and lecturers to come up when I couldn't," he said. "This continued for 2 years until St. Timothy's was in a financial position to be able to call a full-time pastor. The church has a host of events planned in the coming weeks, including a summer fair on August the 10th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. On October the 4th and the 5th, it is also hosting the annual synod meeting of the ELCE with guests from Lutheran churches across the UK and visitors from its overseas partner churches. In the US, the Lutheran Church Missouri Convention delegates have recognized the Lutheran Church of Togo as an independent, self-governing partner church. On behalf of the Lutheran Church of Togo, the Reverend Frederick M. Reinhardt, who served as a missionary in Togo from 2000 to 2007, brought greetings to the assembly, as the church's leaders could not obtain visas in time to be present themselves. "I bring you the warmest greetings in Christ," Reinhardt bears statement. "We greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for your consideration in accepting us as an independent church. Our members promote and support as they can confessional theological education throughout Francophone Africa. Our leaders express their ardent desire and hope that this resolution before you will be adopted." The Église Lutherienne du Togo, the Lutheran Church of Togo, or ELT, was begun by mission efforts of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the LCMS, in 1980, with parishes established in three Togo regions. In 1997, a theological training center was established in Dapong, and five graduates of the school were ordained as the first Togolese pastors of the ELT in 2002. Two Togolese pastors have studied at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. While the last of the LCMS missionaries left Togo in 2009, missionaries in other regions have continued to provide support and assistance in partnership with the ELT. The church currently has 17 ordained pastors, 4 vicars, 18 evangelists, and 10 students in training for their ministry, as well as more than 30 congregations and preaching stations and 5,221 baptized members. The 65th Regular Convention of the LCMS met on July the 20th to 25th at the America's Center Convention Complex under the theme Baptized for This Moment. Among convention participants were some 1,200 clergy and lay voting delegates. The founder of a liberal-minded website in Saudi Arabia has been sentenced to 7 years in prison and 600 lashes after angering Islamic authorities in the ultra-conservative kingdom, a newspaper reported this week. Raif Badawi, through his website known as Free Saudi Liberals, had urged Saudis to share opinions about the role of religion in the country, which follows a strict form of Islam that includes harsh punishments for challenging customs. A judge in the Red Sea port of Jeddah imposes sentences but dropped charges of apostasy, which could have brought a death sentence, the Al-Watan newspaper reported. Badawi has been held since June 2012. M. Psaki, a new U.S. State Department spokesman, said the U.S. was deeply concerned by the sentence given to Badawi. "We believe that when public speech is deemed offensive, be it via social media, or any other means, the issue is best addressed through open dialogue and honest debate," Psaki said. Hardline Saudi clerics have raised repeated objections to social media, including one prominent Islamic scholar describing Twitter as a path to hell. He later withdrew the comment. The Church of England is speaking for the poor in its opposition to payday leaders, the Archbishop of Canterbury has said. The Most Reverend Justin Welby said he'd received an unusual number of positive responses since he told short-term high-cost credit firm Wonga that the church wants to compete it out of existence as part of its plans to expand credit unions. It has since emerged that the Church of England indirectly invested £75,000 in Wonga out of investments totalling £5.2 billion, which Mr. Welby acknowledged was very embarrassing following his remarks about the payday industry. Speaking at an event organised by the New Wine Church Movement in Shepton Mallet in Somerset, the Archbishop described the recent coverage as astonishing, but insisted the feedback he'd received had been overwhelmingly positive. "The last few days have been astonishing with this affair over the payday leaders," he said. "For a start, the positive comments have outweighed the negative, which in the letters that come to me is unusual. What people have commented on is a church speaking for the poor, and when the church is real, people pay attention." Mr. Welby has suggested a comprehensive review of the church's investment portfolio, which could take place following the revelation of its link with Wonga. The Church of England leader proceeded to heap praise on Wonga and its management on last Friday, appearing to distance himself from comments he had made about the company the day before, saying he'd wanted to compete it out of existence. He told BBC Radio 4's Today programme, "Funnily enough, I never took on Wonga in particular. The context was talking about the entire payday lender movement. Wonga is actually a very professionally managed company. Errol Demelin, the chief executive, is a very clever man and runs it extremely well." He insisted, however, that he was not backtracking from his commitment to clamp down on irresponsible lenders. "We need to provide a proper alternative to these very, very costly forms of finance. The worst people are not Wonga, there are plenty of others much worse," he said. Mr. Welby's campaign against payday lenders have been backed by Business Secretary Vince Cable, who said the government was looking at better regulation on the industry, as well as a bar on advertising high-interest loans to people who can ill afford to pay them back. And finally, a 12-year-old girl in the southern French city of Bordeaux has been caught by police after using stolen cheques to buy $3,440 worth of candies and pastries. Local police said on Thursday that the girl had stolen a chequebook in March from a neighbour and used it over several months to buy the sweets from local bakeries. Her criminal sweet tooth was uncovered when a local bakery tried to deposit 23 of the cheques and they bounced. She was quickly apprehended, questioned by police, and released after her parents agreed to pay the bakery back. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.